Blog Talk Radio. I love an ocean. Give me an ocean cause. You know I'll never part. I love goodbye. I love in season. Give me a reason cause. You know I'll never part. I love goodbye. And together we'll fly. I'll give you a home. There's no place too far from us. We don't need it. All of an ocean, give me an ocean call. You know I'm letting the heart. I love it not. All of the season, give me a reason call.
Jackson's birthday. Happy 52nd birthday, MJ. We say that here at the Carlotta Chatwood Show because, you know, some of us here believe Michael may still be with us. Some of us, you know, for those of you who don't believe Michael Jackson is still with us, well, this would have been Michael Jackson's 52nd birthday today. So we are celebrating the king of pop and his life and his music and all of that. And it's for the fans today. So you guys call in, share with me a Michael memory, or if you want to just say happy birthday to Michael, or you want to shout out Michael in the chat room and say something, I'll read it on the air. Feel free to do so. I prefer you guys to call in, though. I like it when you talk to me because I'm alone today. My co-hosts aren't here today, but they may drop in. So call me, 718-766-4236. We'll be playing some of your Michael Jackson favorite songs. So come hang out with us and, you know, just have a good time. Oh, also wanted to give you guys heads up. Today, 14-hour, I think, marathon on Fuse TV. Pearl Jr., this is some news. Pearl Jr., Arthur Sudaside, is sponsoring 14 hours of Michael Jackson all day on Fuse TV. And you'll see commercials for the book Sudaside. So that is big. They're taking the death hoax ideas into the mainstream now. No turning back, I think. So just wanted to shout that out to Pearl Jr., who's a friend of the show, that, hey, she's gonna have those commercials running, I think, on Fuse all day. So you guys check them out. You can also see them on YouTube.com. So, you know, check that out. Meanwhile, we're going to continue the party and keep it going and wait for you guys to call in and give your Michael Jackson memories or say them in the chat room, whatever you want to do. 718-766-4236. The chat room's now open also, so you can at least send me a message telling me what you want to say. Meanwhile, we're going to go into MJ Dangerous. We'll be back. Well, we thought we were going to go into MJ Dangerous. Hold on, what's up? Let's see. Well, we thought we were going into MJ Dangerous. Okay, we're going to go into, instead of MJ Dangerous, let's do, let's see, Dirty Diana. How about that? And then we'll be back and we'll do Dangerous later. Love by Michael Jackson. And today we are celebrating on the Carlotta Chatwood Show Michael Jackson's B-Day. It's Michael Jackson's 52nd birthday today. And people all around the world are really celebrating Michael's B-Day, y'all. I mean, people are going out for it. I mean, it's people are having parties, and I heard last night there were parties, all kinds of things. So everybody's celebrating the King of Pop. I see everybody really misses Michael Jackson out there. And in the chat room, I just noticed Mara Jackson said, we need to make today a national holiday. How do we do that? Make Michael Jackson's birthday a national holiday. Oh, my God, it'd be moonwalking everywhere. I could see fedora hats, you know, all that stuff. Crazy, okay? So I think I've got my first caller on the line, and I don't know who this is. I'm thinking I know who this is, but let's go to it. Hey, caller, welcome to the Carlotta Chatwood Show. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Hey, this is my girl.
This is me. Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. She's going to be one of the, you know, our future co-host on the show. She's going to come on from time to time. We're trying to work that out, but she's going to be...
Oh, take your time. I know you're busy with your wedding and all that good stuff. I'm excited for you. And you did an excellent show on yesterday. I heard it.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it. I'm glad.
Yeah, I liked all the gossip that was going on, the celebrity gossip. It was all good. That Paul is crazy. I can't wait.
He's crazy. He'll probably call in and say something. He probably a singer Michael Jackson, so who knows what he'll do.
Right. Well, you tell him I said hello today. If
okay.
He should call in. I'm on my way to church, but I have to hear the your show today. I have to just call and tell, you know, I wanted to wish Michael Jackson a happy birthday, and I love him a lot. I love his music, all his music, as a matter of fact. I have my favorite, but I just think that he's an awesome person. He just was so, like, well, soul. I don't want to say soul, but he's just a person that I think he was, like, he's just gifted from God, you know. He's really a special person. He was humble and, you know, he cared a lot for people, and you really don't find nowadays people that have a heart like that. He has a good heart.
He does. What's your favorite Michael Jackson? Can you pick a favorite Michael Jackson song?
Yeah, if I could pick, I would pick Off the Wall.
Okay. I love Off the Wall.
What's the Untouchable?
Okay.
Because he really expresses himself in that song. I Want to Rock with You.
You mean, okay.
I like all those. Like, I like when he would, Never Can Say Goodbye. I got this T-shirt of a picture of him when he was, like, around 17, and it says Never Can Say Goodbye on it. So I love that song, too.
Good,
I love all the Jackson 5 songs, like The Love You Say, that's my favorite. I love the Bad Tour. I look at it every day almost. I mean, people... My friends think I'm crazy, but, you know, and I talked to Pearl Jr. I did talk to her a weekend ago, and we had such a good conversation. She's really on it, so, you know, because sometimes I was wavering off, but I told her after I heard her on your show, I was like, wow, you know, she's got some good information, so I appreciate her, too, and I appreciate your show.
She made Paul come at 50%. Did you hear Paul say he was at 50%?
He was at 50%. Yeah, I was like, go ahead, Paul. Okay, just a little bit more, and you're going to be 100% sure. I mean, they got some excellent hoax videos out there that, I mean, it'll literally convince you because
right.
I'm like, my goodness, these people are doing, like, some really, there's stuff that I've never even seen before that people have, and it's like, are you serious? How do they get all this information? But it's
I know,
great.
There's a lot
and
of people out there that you don't know. For those of you who are out there and who are new to the show, we're talking about we had an MJ death hoax series, and you know, a lot of people think Michael Jackson is still alive out there.
Right.
And the hoax videos from Tom and Mara kicked it off here on this show for us. They did
right.
a fabulous series.
Fabulous job, yes.
You guys got to check out their videos, MJ
yes.
Band Forever and a Day, and then Piano Gangs or Code of the Thriller. Definitely
that's right.
Check them out. Didn't they do fabulous?
They did fabulous. I tell you that the information that they have, it's not like it's information that they made up. This is like... detailed information that they have, you know, I mean, it's so much to believe, like, and it's like, how can you not? It's like right in your face, and but, you know, it's like some people, you know, not to say.
Yeah, some people still,
you know,
like, eh.
You know, so, right, they can't see past that, oh, no, the media wouldn't do this, the media wouldn't do that, but it's like, you know, people are capable of doing whatever it is they want to do, you know, and you don't know what was all involved in it, but, I mean, the host videos that they have out there, they're really detailed information, and it's like,
yeah.
I mean,
and
it's
you
like,
have logical escapism out there. Oh, yeah.
It's so much to where it's like, it's a new person. Well, I don't know if they're new, but this one, Flim18, they have good information, too.
Yeah, and mystery, the history of the first, awesome videos about
great, and I'm like, boy, that's right. I'm glad that you even promoted on your show. It's great that you open it up like that, you know, for them to come on, and I really, I mean, that's, it's great. I appreciate that. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm glad I tuned in. I make it on my Saturdays to listen to your show. I emailed you a while ago, I mean, the show before last, and told you that I like the show when you had something new on there.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Our
yeah, that was
and
nice.
We'll start that back next month. We had a breakdown this month, but
that's okay. That's okay. They're all good. They're all good. It was last week. It was. I mean, this past Saturday, it was good too. It was. I listened to the whole thing. Always makes it my Saturday to listen in. So
well,
I enjoy
well,
every moment.
Are you gonna be on during the whole show?
For today, yeah, I'm gonna try to. I'll try to. Yeah, I was gonna. I'm like at church, but yeah, I come in and out if you want me to.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
I think I'm gonna come in and ask you some Michael Jackson questions here and there. But I'm gonna get these. I'm gonna get another. I have another caller on the line.
Okay.
I'm come
yeah.
In and ask you. We'll talk.
Okay, we'll talk. I'll be listening.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Have a good show. Love you, Michael Jackson.
Right. Okay, guys, we have Carla from 301 on the line. Hey, Carla, welcome to the Carlotta Chatwood Show. How you doing?
Miss Chatwood, how you doing, Miss Lady?
Hey, how you doing?
Everything cool. I see you. You know, I chime in from time to time. It's your boy, May Man. I also do a show on this network as well. And
okay.
I chime in from time to time. And I must say, I want to say big ups to what you're doing, and especially today on the day of Michael Jackson's birthday, you know what I mean? One of the icons, the king of the stage, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people definitely give him that title. I want to say this dude here was just unbelievable to music. And one thing that's most important I want everybody to remember on his birthday is that this is one of the only artists, y'all, that rode the wave of success, not once, not twice, but three times, you know what I mean? You don't see that much. This is one of the things that distinguish him from some of the greats such as Elvis Presley and the Beatles, is that because Michael rose it as one of the members of the Jackson 5, also one of the members of the Jacksons, and then as a solo artist. And I ain't even chiming into his early solo career, you know what I mean?
Right.
When he did Got to Be Where You Are and the title for Ben and all that stuff. The fact of the matter is what he did, he wrote three waves of success. You don't see that with Elvis Presley. You don't see that with the Beatles. You don't even barely see that with any other artists like James Brown or Jackie Wills, everyone he's compared to. So this is, to me, also what sets him aside from a lot of the greats. You don't see that much. Also, I want to big ups to Michael Jackson on a lot of his humanitarian work. He don't get a lot. I think he gets undersold, I guess you can say, for the work he did. It's literally mentioned how much he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, not only for records, but also for the humanitarian work that he did also off the stage. And he's like the number one guy who's ever pretty much did that as well. A kid who's just been in the spotlight. I always like to attend Michael Jackson to, you know, what's that movie, The Case of Benjamin Button? When he was little, you know what I'm saying, Miss Chatwood? It's like when he was little, he was more grown and in charge. He was the little guy that, because he realized at a young age that, you know, pretty much without him, the group wasn't nothing. There were nothing without him. I ain't trying to disenfranchise the Jacksons,
Michael
but
was the group.
You feel me? You know what I mean? That's just how I feel about it too. He was the group, and he realized that, I think, at a young age, and I think that's what pretty much sparked the whole thing between him and his daddy. But also, I just want to say, I hear you. I see you did past shows and previous shows on the deaf folks, and because I just really started chiming in, and I like the shows that you've done. And I just want to say, yeah, it is a lot of evidence out there that supports that theory. But I think one thing everybody want to remember, that if he is faking his death,
mm-hmm.
I think we should allow it. You know what I mean? Like,
wow.
It's a reason he's doing it. You dig? It's,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what is it, 40-something years in the spotlight? You know, it's time for, I mean, at the end, towards the end of his life, I don't know where the media and a lot of people portray Michael Jackson as being broke. This is what kills me. I never seen a broke dude walk down the street with people holding umbrellas and still doing this. I never seen a broke dude still riding with an entourage of 5-6 limos. But he was broke. I think he get undersold on his business credit, too, because it's also been reported, I think you remember, I don't know if you heard that, even when Michael signed a deal with Epic Records as a solo artist, aside from his brothers, he also had a hand in their publishing as well. Michael was a powerful man.
And he owns the Beatles music, Sly and the Family Stone, Eminem.
Oh, man.
He owns half of Sony's publishing. A lot of people don't know that.
That's brilliant.
That's why people were so upset with him. So
he done this back in the 80s when his things like this were
right.
Unheard of. You know what I mean? So you ain't never heard of nothing like that. He had a hand in a major corporation's publishing. So that
right.
I think that tied into a lot of theories into his death as well. But there's a lot of evidence supporting it. But if he is, I think everybody should just let him do his thing because, like I said before, towards the end of his days, he became very troubled. But financially, people need to stop saying he was broke. I'm sorry.
I agree with you. Michael Jackson is not broke. I mean, was it $1 billion? Probably even more than that now. I mean, estate is worth. And it rebounded really fast.
Oh, who you telling? It's been a one. But see, I think a lot of that, though, because I know they say it made a lot of money, but think about who gets the brunt of that money. You know what I mean? Like, what is this, AEG and Sony? They get a lot of chunk of this money. You know what I mean? It does play into their part to have Michael, how should I say this, not here. You know what I mean? Because they get a lot of money out the deal. So I think that also people need to think about that as far as the death theory is concerned, too, and the doctor was involved and how the doctor got there, who hired the doctor. It goes real deep, but yet and still, it could be Michael was mysterious in life, and he's mysterious in death.
He was
the ultimate showman, always all the way to the end.
Did you hear Pearl Jr. on the show? Have you heard? Did you get to hear Pearl Jr. when she was on the show?
No, ma'am.
You gotta check that show out because she gives you a lot of information about the money, where it went to. She was on last week. Check it out. Check the show.
Really
out.
Though.
I think that
leads you to a lot of clues. You always follow the money. I mean,
yeah.
The kids, everybody always talk about the kids getting, the kids got $30 million apiece, I believe it was reported. But
mm-hmm.
$30 million apiece out of $1 billion estate is don't add up. So trust me, there's a lot of money you got to think about that's not really there. And I believe they also got left some Bentleys, and that's nothing compared to the wealth that Mike generated.
Well, they don't get the rest of the money until they're 40-something. I mean.
Yeah, but I believe that's the money that they can't touch. Is that true? Like,
that's
they can't
true.
Touch that $30 million until they're like 40-something. How crazy is that? I mean,
it's sort of like Michael had a plan going. I don't quite get it, but him hiring all these people back ahead of time, there was some sort of plan there. I don't know what that plan was, though. It's kind of a wild.
It just don't add up. You know what I mean? $1 billion of revenue and the state, and they getting 30, 40 million, and when they're 40 years old, I'm pretty sure Mama Jackson is going to take care of them, and she got a lot of the money. I'm pretty sure as well, as should be. But, it's follow the money and just remember that, like I said, if Mike is gone and he faked it, which the ultimate showman could do, I do believe so. That's what Mike did on stage. He was the ultimate showman on stage, and the whole thing, his whole persona, I believe, was an image that he crafted at a very young age, and once he realized that I want to become the greatest entertainer of all time. And when he realized it within himself, he lived it, he expressed it within his performance as well as in his appearance and in the things he did in life. But he was a great entertainer. He was possibly, in my opinion, definitely the greatest entertainer to ever grace the stage. Elvis Presley, everyone who compares him to Elvis Presley, I don't think there's even really a comparison. numbers wise, anything. You know what I mean? Michael will always be the king. When he moonwalked back in 1984 on the Motown special, he really stopped time right there. And people don't. And whenever people do the Elvis and Michael comparisons, you've seen them on YouTube and everything. Whenever you see that, please include the moonwalk more, because they never do. You know what I mean? They never do. You know what I'm saying? That's something that was crazy. So, like I said.
Well, shout out your show before you. Shout out. Let us know where we can hear your show at.
Oh, cool. Over at blogtalkradio.com/MadeManShow. You can also email me at the same address, MadeManShow@blogtalkradio.com. We also did a thriller series based on Michael Jackson. It was based on his life, but it was a factual account. It was a look into Michael Jackson, more so off the stage, you know what I mean, the things he went through at a young age, because, like I said before, I believe in that Benjamin Button theory with him, and I believe when he was younger, once he was being groomed, Michael was being groomed from since a young age.
Right.
Once Michael stepped into the spotlight, I mean, since a young age, from his father on to Motown, he was being constantly groomed. And if you listen to Michael in his interviews, you can a lot of his interviews are genuine, but a lot of them you can see are carefully rehearsed. Always the same answers over and over again. Michael always been groomed since a kid, and when he first encountered that responsibility, I believe was. That's when it made the man. You know what I mean? It made him down the line. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good series. Starts off with his brothers and moves on into the solo success, and then also towards the end of his career. We're on part four right now.
When do you guys come on? Because there's a lot of Michael Jackson fans listening right now, and they will spread the word.
Yeah. We come on. We broadcast 3 times a week. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and also every other Saturday. Starts at 8:30 p.m. We usually do it for an hour over at the Made Man Show. Real cool, real entertaining, very funny. We started a Michael Jackson thriller series, and it's very popular on my end of the tracks as well. And I appreciate everyone who for listening, but I definitely had to reach out to you because the shows you've done on MJ, I thought were very impressive, very, very impressive. I thought they were very nice. Very nicely done. You know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
You know, people know, like I said, give this man credit, you know what I mean, for what he did for the music business and everybody who's out here today, these new Neos, Chris Brown. And, before I go, if I can, Ms. Chatwood, okay,
yeah.
People going to get mad at me for this.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't feeling the Chris Brown tribute. I'm sorry. I wasn't feeling the Chris Brown tribute. I thought it was more so for his career than it was for Mike's, but, hey, you know, that's.
I'm gonna leave him alone with the crowd.
I know they're gonna get mad at me for that because I would have preferred to see Usher. Honestly, I would have preferred to see Usher. Though.
I think Usher's closer to Michael. I call Chris Brown an MC Hammer baby. I say because you know Michael wasn't into the aerobics and the flipping and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, even on the YouTube clips, the comparison. I just thought the crying thing was. Like I said before, it was well orchestrated. Big ups to his public relations. I just thought him using that platform was
big ups to his public relations.
Yeah. I thought that was a brilliant move on their behalf. But come on, man, they could have done because to me it was just a little too sloppy. Mike was crisp. You dig? Mike was crisp,
right.
Especially during the time frame, the age that Chris was. What are you, 25, 26? Mike was flawless, and that was far from flawless. So,
Thank you for calling into the show. Thank you so much, and I am definitely gonna check out. I didn't know y'all was doing a series. I'm gonna have to check that out.
I appreciate it, Ms. Chatwood. Yeah,
definitely.
It's tuning over and over the Made Man Show. I'll be still tuning in to this chat room right here and tuning in little statements from time to time. Big ups to you and what you do. You know, I'm now loving it. Michael Jackson birthday. Happy birthday, MJ. You know what I mean? One thing I want to leave y'all with, you notice the Jackson family, I ain't really seen much of them. It's a whole other story. It's a story. It's a backdrop to that family, y'all. I'm telling you, it's a backdrop to that family.
Do you guys
and to
do
MJ.
That in your series? Do you talk about the backdrop to the family and everything?
Absolutely.
Like that?
Absolutely.
Y'all got to check out this series that he's talking about because, you know, that will help you understand the hoax series because a lot of you guys don't understand how Michael Jackson could do such a thing. But definitely go check out this brother's series. On the show, definitely check that show out because I think you guys will get an understanding of Michael Jackson. So definitely check out those shows. All right, y'all. So y'all hear me out there in the chat room, check it out. Thanks for calling in. Thank you so much. All right, you guys. Hey, everybody's calling in wishing MJ happy birthday. It is going into the hour, the final hour of the show of the Michael Jackson tribute birthday show. And you know what? We're going to start this hour off right. We're going to do Never Can Say Goodbye because, you know, we can never say goodbye to Michael. We just can't. We can't. All right, here we are, Never Can Say Goodbye. We'll be back out in a moment. Michael again with Never Can Say Goodbye. It is a birthday party at the Carlotta Chatwood Show. We are celebrating the King of Pop's birthday, 52nd birthday. You guys, hey, chat room, where y'all at? Y'all in there, but y'all not saying nothing. Y'all better send me y'all birthday shout outs. What y'all got to say to Michael? Y'all in there, y'all just listening? What's up? Secret Lover says, happy birthday, Michael. And then NaverXOR1 says, happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Is that you that says that? Happy birthday? I think that's you. Happy birthday, Michael Jackson. Miss you more. You know Michael used to love to say, you know, everything, I love you more, miss you more. That's Michael. Hey, so you guys, you know you can call in 718-766-4236. And you know what? We, you know, talk about Michael Jackson. Let me know, you know, if you miss him or, you know, if you still think he's out there. As we do here at the Carlotta Chatwood Show, we'll pause at 50%. I'm at 99.5. I always reserve a little percentage. And then, you know, Brandy, she doesn't want to believe, you know. She says she's scared to believe Michael's there because she'd be heartbroken if he, you know, if he's really gone. So, you know, that's where we're at on the Carlotta Chatwood Show with the Michael Jackson, you know, hoax theory thing. So, you know, you guys can call in, say what you want. Hey, you miss Michael? How you feeling out there? Let us know and call us in. I'm not talking right. But anyway, I thought I would share with you guys one of my favorite MJ interviews. It was done, I believe it was the one of the ones he gave to Ebony Magazine. And I really love this interview, and I really love what Michael has to say about how he wrote one of his songs. So check this out, guys. Now listen to this. Here's Michael Jackson in his Ebony Jet interview.
I see a beautiful sunset. I said, God, it's beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Or a baby smile or butterfly's wings or anything like that, you know.
You know, on the album version of I Just Can't Stop Loving You, you make some very strong, sensuous remarks to a woman that you're lying next to.
I was in a bed when I was doing that.
Really?
Also, yeah. I was laying in cover and everything when I did that whole rap.
And
in the dark.
And the lyrics go, because people really don't understand me.
Yeah, I see a lot of people misunderstand me
mm-hmm.
because they don't know me. Mm-hmm. I guess that's true. People believe a lot of crazy stories they read.
Yeah.
Some is true, some is not. And
does it hurt when you see those crazy stories?
Sometimes. But it's part of the work, you know.
Mm-hmm. You ever want to lash out in any type of way and say, hey, that's not true?
Yeah, a lot of times. But why bring more attention to a thing?
Uh-huh. Is there another favorite song of mine? Is not as much as Man in the Mirror, but Liberian Girl.
Yeah.
Is there a Liberian girl in your life?
No, I wrote that at my house in the game room. I guess I was playing some pinball or something. And the song just popped in my head, and I think I ran upstairs, put it on tape,
uh-huh.
and it became Liberian Girl. Same thing with, we are the world, we are the children. I didn't really, I mean, I don't know why those words came, they just came as that.
Uh-huh.
We are the ones to make a brighter day, so let's start giving. I didn't think about it, just, you know, just come.
All right, that was Michael Jackson talking about how he wrote Liberian Girl and also I Just Can't Stop Loving You. With that said, here's Michael Jackson, I Just Can't Stop Loving You. Remember, you guys can call in 718-766-4236.
Just can't hold on, I feel
born. The first time Michael Jackson performed for Motown on where he performed Billie Jean live. And the caller just was talking about that a minute ago, but the excitement, I can't even tell you the excitement as a young girl I felt just standing in front of the TV waiting for him to come on. And when he comes on and he starts, you know, doing that dance, I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how hysterical I was seeing Michael. I was gone. From that point, I was gone. I was a Michael Jackson. I was out there. But I remember that as a young girl, just one of my favorite Michael Jackson memories. And it's so funny because Michael Jackson, my mother grew up with Michael Jackson and loving the Jacksons. So here I am, full circle, it comes around again. I mean, that's how long Michael Jackson's career has been, and that's how great Michael's career has been. So I see we have a caller out here on the line who wants to wish the King of Pop a happy birthday. Hey, welcome to the Carlotta Chat Wish Show. You're on the air.
615. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. This is Whitney or Whitney Swan. Hello, everybody. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Michael and to say thank you, because over these past months I've changed so much, and love really does change a lot, even in situations you wouldn't think. And so I've just learned so much how to look at things differently. And if you're positive, they come out in positive ways, you know. And so I am just so thankful to be alive during this time period. I wasn't there way back then because I'm only 23, but, you know, he's changed my life, and he's changed people's life that are younger than me.
So
that's all I wanted to say.
I want to ask you, what's your favorite MJ moment so far? Like, your favorite video, your favorite moment where you just noticed him and go, wow, he is bad?
I would have to say my favorite video was probably Earth Song, because I'm really big on, you know, just healing the earth or whatever. I know I'm crazy. I'm sorry, you guys. But, yeah, it's probably Earth Song and Will You Be There, because it seems like it's a really, really, really honest song, and he's open, saying no matter what, will you be there? And I think a lot of us feel that way. We just really want that love and acceptance. No matter what.
So, and I got to ask you, believer, non-believer?
Oh, I'm totally a big, big, huge believer. I'm even turning my preacher mother into a believer.
Uh-oh. Okay. So, happy birthday again to Michael Jackson. And this is one of your fans. And you want to say anything else?
Nope. Just you guys keep hope alive and spread love. That's all.
All right.
Thank you, Carly.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you. Okay, lots of MJ fans out there. I see you guys in the chat room. Hey, call in, 718-766-4236. Call in and tell us what you think. I just shared with you one of those Michael Jackson moments, you know, that I had with Billie Jean. But also, there's been so many of them. But you know what? I remember Michael. I remember as a child, you know, before Off the Wall came out. Michael with the big afro and everything. And one of the places that I just always loved, and you guys can check out these interviews on YouTube because they're all over the place, but I love when Michael Jackson sits down in Studio 54 and gives an interview. And this isn't the one he gives where he's out front in Studio 54. It's the one where he's back stage and he's describing Studio 54. Any fan that's a big fan of Michael Jackson's, you know that in New York City, I think it was his 19th birthday, they said this was one of Michael's best times in his life, and he loved to go party at Studio 54. So check out this interview, Michael talking about Studio 54. You guys check this out.
Out in New York?
Yeah.
Studio 54.
I come here a lot?
Oh, God, yes.
Why?
Because, well, I think I like the atmosphere of Studio 54. I've been to a lot of discotheques, and I don't like them. All around the world, I've been. I don't know the feeling. I mean, the excitement of the props coming down and the balcony. It's just exciting, honestly.
People take good care of you here?
Yes, Steve, very.
What's
Steve? One of my favorite people because he's genuine. for real and honest. And that's what I like in people.
How'd you first come to hear about Studio 54?
Boy, I don't know.
When you hear the words, when you hear the name Studio 54, what does that do? Does it, your pulse quicken and your feet start moving?
Yeah, I'm ready to have a good time. It's where you come when you want to escape. It's really escapism.
That's what I try to make it be, too, is escapism. In other words, people who have whatever hassles they have all day, they come here and they can forget about them. And you can come here and just be yourself and dance. And one night Michael was here and Lies were here, and they were dancing. There was no photographers here. They didn't come here, and they were just dancing. It was like a treat that you could, people would have paid $100 a ticket for, I think, if they paid just to watch. They would, and we were all dancing together, right? And nobody cared, and nobody. They just come here to have a good time, you know. As a matter of fact, at the parties, when you read about the big parties and all this stuff, you see, that's when everybody really has the least fun to me. Regular night when people are just here partying is the most fun.
Michael, you and Liza, in effect, dance for a living and sing, too. But why do you dance for fun?
Because you're just being freed in. Most of the time it's set choreography when we're on stage and stuff you have to do every night. When you dance here, you're just free. You dance with whoever you want to. You just go wild.
What about the craziness? It gets crazy and wild. And
no, it doesn't. No, not only is it fun to dance, it's fun to look at, you know, other people. You walk around and you see all kinds of things. Like Darth Vader was here the other night. It was incredible.
Is it something for you to get a chance to look at other people when other people are generally looking at you?
That's true. It's like a show. The whole thing, the props coming down and you see all the different fashions and people. Very nice.
That was Michael Jackson in 1979 at Studio 54 when he had just finished filming The Wiz. With that said, you can't win, y'all. Michael Jackson. You can't win.
Can't win.
Jackson and You Can't Win. That's from the movie The Wiz. You remember that part when Diana Ross stumbles across him and, you know, he's there and, you know, he's got a low self-esteem as a scarecrow and he starts to sing You Can't Win? Little history for you. You guys who haven't seen The Wiz, it's on today. Check it out. It's on TV. It's on all, I think, a couple of channels out there. So check it out if you haven't seen The Wiz. Michael Jackson's really only big, I think it's his only big, well, he's been in a couple of other little off-brand movies, but the only big screen, you know, flick that I think he ever did. So, okay, I want to go to the day, and I know for those people who are out there, because I know I have some MJ for Justice people and I have some other people who listen to the show, but for those people who are out there, you know, that day when you heard the news about Michael Jackson passing away, what did you guys, what did you feel? I know I was sitting at work and I couldn't believe it. I tell you the truth, I was like, you know, and I still don't believe it. but that day I was, it really hit me. And I was just sitting at work and I saw the ambulance going down the thing and I'm going, oh my God, is this really happening? Is this happening? I remember just feeling a deep sadness because I remember thinking as a fan how what Madonna said on MTV, you know, how we all left him at some point. We all kind of, you know, walked away, said Michael was kind of crazy. Not everybody. There's some fans who didn't, but trust me, I did. You know, and said, you know what, enough of him and all of that. And, you know, that kind of hit me. That's what I thought about with Michael Jackson. I'm going to bring on my future, one of my future co-hosts, DJ, into the house. And DJ?
I'm here.
What did you feel that day?
Oh, I can remember. I was in my car and I was listening to the radio and I heard the lady and she was like, you know, Michael Jackson has been rushed to the hospital for cardiac arrest. And I was like, what? And so I kept listening. Then later, a few minutes, not too long later, she said, we just got news that Michael, the king of pop, Michael Jackson, has passed away. He passed away at the age of 50. And I just, my heart, like, dropped as if I really knew him. And I just, I don't know, I didn't feel right. It was like, I didn't believe it, but then I was like, well, why would they announce it? It was just a strange feeling that I'd never felt before, as if, like, I knew him or something, but I was doubting, like, I guess I was in denial, like, I went into a denial stage, and then I didn't want to listen, I didn't want to hear, I was really in denial, and then all of a sudden, then I was on the internet, and I started seeing all these different things, so then I came across the first hoax, and then when I seen that, I go, wait a minute, I was like, are they saying that he's alive or what? And
right.
That's when I got, because at first I just thought, okay, you know, it doesn't make sense, like, how did that happen, you know?
Yeah, it was really like, it was sort of crazy, it's like surreal,
crazy.
You know?
Yeah, it was crazy.
We've been so used to Michael in our lives. I mean, from the time I can't remember life without Michael Jackson, really.
I can't remember it, and I remember the interview that you said, and when he first did the moonwalk, I was young, and I remember watching. My mom was like, Michael Jackson's getting ready to perform, and we was just all gathered around, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I just ever since then. But I liked him when he had his afro too. I was young, but I remember that, and I'm like, you know, he just had this effect on people, and I still couldn't really believe it, and then I started accepting, oh, okay, you know, he's passed, and when I started seeing all these other videos come up, then I was like, wait a minute, what is this?
Yeah, there's hope.
Right, there's hope. And so then when I started seeing them, and it started making sense to me, and I kept looking, and I got so involved to where it was just a part of me, like, every day. So I started looking at his videos and
right.
Just looking at the interviews and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, this, I think he's out there somewhere. He's out there. He has to be out there because he's out there. His music, I tell you, that his song called Escape,
right.
I mean, that break, and he tells you that, you know, the unbreakable, he's telling you that you can't break him. There, you can't.
And you
so
know
he
what
has
else
a,
I know,
uh-huh.
DJ, that Michael,
uh-huh.
What makes me think Michael is still out there is the video, what is the one with the, where, what's his name played, and it's hardly out there, the video comes on every now and then, but he had a double in that video. You guys in the chat room help me out because I know
which,
you guys know.
Which one? A double? Because, I mean, you know, they got these.
E. Casanova in that video.
E. Casanova. That boy looks just like him when he was back in the 80s. I'm telling you, you can't tell the difference. You cannot tell the difference. I don't know what E. Casanova did, but.
When he puts on the makeup and he takes it off, he doesn't look like him, but it's a video that's out there. And Michael's kind of telling you what he's going to do. In the end, he goes away on a plane. I remember this video, and I was thinking, what an odd video. I think, who is it? That's the name of the video. Who is it? You guys check that video
out. Oh, is Edie Casanova in that video?
Yes,
who is
he
it?
He is.
Oh, I've seen it. I know who you're talking about. I know what video you're talking about. I never knew that he was in. Who is it?
Yeah, and if you look at that video, it is so telling. It's sort of like Michael's telling us this story, and in the end, he's going away on this plane after he sent all these people off.
See what I mean? That's what I'm saying. In his songs, he kind of like telling you because why he makes that song called Demerol and Escape. He's telling you that he wants to go escape somewhere. And then on an interview that he did, he tells you, I want to go somewhere, you know, a place where no one knows me. I could be free. And he said he want to buy some property out in Africa. Now, he said that on a show before. I think it was Geraldo, if I'm not mistaken. He makes it clear to you that he's going to do something. Huh?
He said those things a number of times, the disappearing.
A number of times. And people don't listen to his music because my one friend, she said to me, oh, does he say that in his songs? I said, do you listen to the words? Well, I listen, you know, to the music. Well, that's why they can't see it because they think, oh, well, you know, Michael Jackson wouldn't do this. Well, Michael Jackson wanted some freedom. He wanted to be away sometime from everybody just harassing him and, you know, wanting to get that catalog, like you said. And a lot of people, like you said, don't even know that he owned half of Sony and he owns half of Pepsi, I hear.
Now, see, I've heard different stories about Pepsi. It's been going, you know, I don't know how true that is, but I've heard rumors that he has stock in Pepsi and Coke. Michael's so mysterious, such a mysterious
character.
He's so
mysterious. You never met nobody like him, never.
There's nobody like him. So with that said, we're going to play. We're going to keep the party going, and here's Michael Jackson, Jam. We'll be right back.
Oh, I love that, too.
Hey. I love that, too. That's a song.
Yes.
Party.
Yeah.
Unbreakable, and there was Biggie with Michael on Unbreakable. That I love when I hear Biggie on that song, because, you know, that he's saying something on that rap there. You guys, even though it's an old rap from another one of Biggie's songs, Michael chose that for a reason. He chose that for a reason. So I'm going to bring back in DJ. DJ?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, you ever heard the interview where, and there's one also with Mother Love, that's Mother Knows that's
uh-huh.
on Blog Talk Radio, where Mother Knows did an interview about Stephanie Mills and Michael Jackson, but there's an older interview than Mother Knows interview that I found out, and you
yeah.
guys have got to check this out, where she talks about dating Michael Jackson, Stephanie Mills. So for those of you out there who thinks Michael Jackson wasn't a ladies' man, we're going to listen to this for a second. And, DJ, I'm going to ask you what you think about it in a moment, okay?
Okay. All right. Okay.
So guys, check this interview out. I think you guys are going to get a kick out of hearing what Miss Stephanie Mills had to say about Michael.
Sometimes, and when I say it, people look at me like I'm crazy. Is it or is it not true that many, many years ago, you and Michael Jackson used to go out?
Oh, this is crazy.
Yes, it's true.
Y'all, people don't believe he ever had a black girlfriend.
I was his only little chocolate drop.
Whoa, that Billie Jean.
See, I know. I told you nothing about Michael Jackson. I don't
but
know.
That was a long time ago when I was doing The Wiz, and Andy Warhol took us out to dinner and did an interview. In fact, it's in Andy Warhol's book. And I was dating Michael back then. I thought I was going to marry Michael, but, you know, I'm a little too dark.
Did you? Wow, that would have been something. Well, let me just ask you this.
Yes.
This is the question du jour. You know, it's just one that I had to ask. Like, I feel kind of weird asking it. But did you guys ever have sex?
No, we never had sex. I never had sex with Michael.
Did you ever see it?
see what?
This is crazy because I'm hung well. She knows.
You know what I want to say? Michael is very much a man. And he was very loving. He was very caring. And all that. But we never had sex, and I never saw him. I only saw Michael with his underwear on, and he looked very cute.
Wow.
Did you see his real nose?
Was it a print?
Oh, God.
How about his real nose? Did he have his real nose or his fake nose on?
That was a long time ago.
That was
a
long time ago.
Was he brown-skinned, Michael? Was he,
yes.
Yeah, he was brown-skinned.
He was brown-skinned at that time.
Wow.
That's hot.
Well, you know what? Well, you sure answered my questions I had about
I used to do Michael's laundry because I used to spend the night over there and I used to do his laundry. And you know what? This is the first time that I've ever told anybody that.
See, you know what?
Because he lived on Sutton Place and he was filming the Wiz movie and I used to go over and spend the night and I would do his laundry.
Wow.
And we would go down to the laundry together. So Michael is not what they all. He's very real and he's very. And I've never spoke about that, but he's very just a regular kind of guy. We would do laundry together.
Okay, so besides the silly boys in the background, that was Stephanie Mills talking about dating Michael Jackson back in the 70s.
Right.
What did you think about that? I was so shocked when I heard that.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I don't know about that. I don't know. It could be true, but I don't know because you know what? Was he about 19 at that point?
He really, him and Stephanie really did used to date. Michael's even admitted.
Right.
I think he had a. I don't know. They I think it was like 1979. It was right when he was doing the Wiz.
Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, what was
she going to say? Okay, because, I mean, I'm sure that they dated. I know that they never had sex, but on Pearls Jr., she got a new video out on her on her thing. And this lady, Gonzalo, she said that she met him at 18 and, I mean, 19, I'm sorry, and they had sex at 19. Now, that's what she said. The lady said that they dated.
That's true.
Yeah, they dated and they had this relationship, and she said, yes, she did have sex with Michael Jackson, and she did say that he named that song Billie Jean was for her because later on she got pregnant, but not by him, and he kid with her and told her, you know, like, oh, I'm going to make this song about you, but that's what she said, but he said that Billie Jean came from, you know, girls coming around the house saying that the brothers had got them pregnant and stuff like that. And they were saying, yeah, I got your baby. He said, So that's where Billie Jean came from, but she said it came from her, so I don't know. I mean, she
said at 19.
Was
a bit of a player, huh?
Yeah, that's what she said at 19. She had sex, and I'm thinking, whoa, you had sex with Michael at 19? Oh, the Afro one. Yeah, okay, hey. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, hey, I mean, you know,
Michael,
so I don't know.
Tatum O'Neal, Brooke Shields, I mean, Michael was not this guy, I think, that we all imagined him to be, you know.
And I'm thinking that at 19, if he had sex with her, he was dating Tatum O'Neal at 19, too. But they said that she said that he was real shy and timid towards her. He wouldn't even give her a kiss, but this one lady, he is going to, you know, just, you know, have sex with her, but not Tatum O'Neal, so I don't know.
Well, in
I
the
mean,
chat room, Twinkie is saying she met him at 16 and she reconnected with him at 19. This Teresa
okay.
did. And then
mm-hmm.
also, some of you, I don't think, ever heard the story about Michael Jackson and all the, you know, the women. But later on in his life, there was, you know, it was reported even more. Even Ola Ray has come out now talking about,
oh,
you know,
Yeah.
They went out
and
a couple times.
That, I mean, right. So, you know, he's lady man.
Michael's the ladies'
man. He's a ladies' man.
So
I mean,
hilarious.
I mean, I was shocked about that, you know, all the ones that, because I thought, personally, I didn't, you know, I thought that, well, I'm not going to say I thought he was a virgin, but I just thought maybe he, I don't know, I didn't know what to think about him, because he seemed, like, real conservative. He just seemed like he didn't want to have issues like that going on with a lot of
so
girls
famous.
Saying things.
Right. So,
yeah,
DJ, in today, we got 13 minutes left, and in
part, okay.
I just want to ask you, what do you want to say to the Michael Jackson fans out there, the ones who are believers, the ones who are non-believers, what do you want to say to them to encourage them about Michael's life and Michael's legacy?
Okay, to the believers, keep believing, you know, keep believing because, you know, he... It's evidence out there. It's evidence out there. It's more evidence that he is alive than he's dead. So keep on believing. Don't give up. And for those of you that don't believe, you know, I'm not trying to change your mind or anything like that. I just say have an open mind. Don't just stick to what, you know, the media is saying, you know, what the news people are saying or because you think that it's impossible, but you know, open your mind up and see the stuff. You know, look at maybe a hoax video and open up your mind to when you look at it to say, you know, this is true. This could be true or this doesn't seem right. You know, just don't go along with the media because, you know, media lies. You know, they're not always true. So just have an open mind, you know. I'm not telling you to change, but I'm just saying give it a try. Like, you know, now Paul believes 50%. So, I mean, I was a non-believer at one point, but then when I started seeing things and things started making sense, you know, now I'm like 100% believer to where it's like no one could change my mind because there's a lot of strong evidence out there. There's a lot of strong evidence. And like they say, Elvis, you know, he didn't leave clues, but I believe that Michael Jackson left clues, you know, for people. He left that for people to see and realize. But if you don't have an open mind, then you're not going to see it. You're just not.
And Michael understood his fans. That's one thing.
Yes, he
did. Michael knew that his fans would understand him.
Right. And don't think that he's hurted his family or anything like that. Like the guy was saying, who talked after I did, like he was saying, you know, he wouldn't hurt his family, but, you know, they know too. They know. I mean, it's not a secret towards them. They know. They had the celebration, you know, before he, you know, the day that he was supposed to pass away. And I called Forest Lawn, you know, just the other day to see what they were going to do for his birthday. And could you bring flowers? And they said, oh, no, he's not, you know, he's not here. And I said, you mean Michael Jackson is not there? And the lady said, he's in the, whatever they call him, the mausoleum. He's in there, and, you know, the family put it private. You know, if no one can go in, it's private. Well, you know, nobody has a straight story, so that should tell you something. Yeah, there's no straight story.
And he had kind of crazy around that.
And you can go on, now you can go to forestlawn.com, the burial locator, and there is nothing saying that he is there and he passed away, or nothing. There's nothing, and it's supposed to be a list of it, not there. So, you know, kind of like just, you know, search it out for yourself and, you know, just keep believing, because if he do come back, he's going to come back when he feels that everything is in place. It's not going to be half done, because we all know that he's a perfectionist. So it's all going to come together, right? When he do whatever it is that he's doing, or whatever message it is, he's doing it for a reason. It's not just for no plaything. It's for a reason. You know,
well,
people
DJ,
were trying to. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you go ahead into church. I got 9 minutes left on here, but thank you for joining me today. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
You guys, this is DJ is going to be one of the co-hosts that comes on with me and Paul from time to time when Brandy's not in, or maybe sometimes when Brandy's in, she's going to come hang out with us on certain subjects.
Okay.
So, hey, you know, welcome DJ to the show.
All right.
Everybody say, what's up, DJ, in the chat room?
Hey. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody.
All right. Thank you, DJ. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, guys, you know, she's a believer. She's a hardcore believer, okay? So you guys, you know, the believers out there, she left you guys a handful of things. I know all you believers have been saying different things about Forest Lawn and the family and all those things like that. I don't know if the family knows as much, because so many of them didn't see Michael. I don't know what happened on that note. So, you know, it's kind of wild on that. It's kind of, who knows? But I'm laughing in the chat room because Dino D just said me and Mike smoking a blunt right now. Hilarious. Well, you know, Michael was known. I'm going to leave that alone, okay? We'll leave that part of Michael Jackson alone. We want to keep Michael Jackson innocent in our eyes. With that said, let's see. You know what? I think we'll play. No, let's see. What will we play? Well, this is PYT. Y'all know I love some PYT. Woo, Michael is so sexy on this song. We'll play PYT before we go out, and we'll be right back, okay, guys? Happy birthday, Michael.
You made me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT.
Thank you.
talking, true story. When I was a little girl, used to play that part over and over again, okay? I know I was hot mama, okay? I was hot for Michael Jackson, okay? I was like, woo! Tell me she was talking to me. Okay, we're back on the Carlotta Chat Wish Show, and this is Michael Jackson's birthday party, and everybody in the chat room is wanting to wish Michael Jackson, whether alive or in heaven, a happy birthday. I think thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today, spending your Sunday afternoon hanging out with us, celebrating Michael Jackson, the icon, the king of music, I like to call him, but the king of pop, as he is known, Michael Joseph Jackson, or Michael Joe Jackson, depending on, you know, what day. Okay, so you know what? We want to shout out to the Jackson family. Secret Lover just reminded me of that. Shout out to the children, Paris, Michael, Blanket, Catherine, and Joe, and Joe, too, and all of the Jackson family. Thank you so much, guys, for entertaining us all these years. And Catherine and Joe, and God, thank you for the gift of Michael Jackson, because Michael Jackson, there will never, ever, ever, ever be. Let me get this straight. Let y'all know this. They will never, Chris Brown, Neo, all you people out there will never be another Michael Jackson. Never. There's only one. There's only one. That's how I'm going to leave that. There is only one Michael Jackson. And we waiting if he's coming back or whether he's not. We still love you. Much love to Michael Jackson. And to all you guys, to all the fans, I'm sure if Michael was here today, he would leave you with this. Here's Michael Jackson. I'll end it on this note. I'll come home. Y'all, peace out, and we'll see y'all next week. Oh, and we'll have a special announcement next week, guys, about the hoax shows returning. Ooh, so, you know, definitely listen for that, okay? Special announcement. And, you know, for those of you who want to join the hoax series, let me know. All right, we're out. And remember, you can hit us up on Facebook, and I'll announce that at an archive show. All right, check you guys later. I'll come home. Michael Jackson, happy birthday, Michael. We miss you. Miss you so
much. If I had my way, girl, I'd never leave you for a minute. But things don't always turn out the way we want them to. So while I'm away now, I want you to remember how much I love you. I love you. I love you.
Let this love lift you up.
Carlotta Chatwood Show Facebook page. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody where you can hit us up at. With our hosts, co-hosts, Brandy Bradley, Paul Campbell, and you know what? Our new co-hosts will come on from time to time, substitute for Brandy, DJ. You can hit us all up on the Carlotta Chatwood Show Facebook page. And I'm going to get DJ's information later on. So you guys, if you want to talk to her sometimes and say something to her, shout her out. Also, You can hit us up at, you can hit Paul Campbell and Brandy Bradley up on their respective Facebook pages, and you can hit me up on Keisha Carlotta and my Facebook page. Also, Carlotta 72 for my Twitter, C Chatwood Show for the C Chatwood Show for everybody. Come on there, follow us, say something. You know, I don't get on Twitter like I should, y'all, but I am working on it. I am working on it. So remember, next week we are going to announce the new hoax series, what it's going to be about. And, you know, hey, this one is going to be quite intriguing because I'm asking for hoax investigators from all over to help me out in the search for Michael Jackson. And this is a serious one. We want a serious, serious one this time. So, guys, stay tuned and get ready for that, okay? Get ready because this hoax series is going to be off the chain that we're going to do. It's going to be really, really good. And it's going to tell us, I hope, in the end, whether it's true. Michael Jackson, is he here or is he not? Also, Pearl Jr. is going to come on from time to time and give us updates on what she's doing and the hoax itself, okay? So make sure you guys hit up Pearl Jr. on her Twitter and say something to her. Tell her the Carlotta Chatwood Show sent you. Hit her up on her website, Suicide. I think it's MichaelJacksonInsider.com. So hit her up on that also. And tell her the Carlotta Chatwood Show sent you over there. She's one of our friends to the show. So we love when you guys go over there to talk to her. I mean, love when you guys shout out our friends of the show and let them know you're supporting them. Also, just keep in mind, guys, that we come on Saturday at 12:30 Central Standard Time. We have a party show. We have a good time. We laugh. We joke, celebrity gossip, news, and all of that. So you guys, join us. And we're bold. We say what we feel. We kind of crazy, y'all. So definitely hit us up on our show, 12:30 Saturdays, Central Standard Time. And from time to time, we have specials like this, and we'll always let you guys know and where you can listen to the specials. Again, thank you so much for spending your Sunday with us. And again, happy birthday, Michael Joe Jackson. Happy birthday, the greatest musician that God has ever given us. Thank you so much. Thank you for your gift, and we thank God for your gift because God is the one who gave it to you. Michael wasn't a God, but there was a God who created Michael. So thank you, God, for Michael Jackson's today and Michael Jackson's life. Y'all be blessed. We are out. See ya.